This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Well, you know, I just told you here in Decatur, you can buy a house that backs up to a golf course for $150,000. Well, you can't because it's already sold.
Oh, another one of these, huh?
Well, you know, that is nothing. Mike, pull that.
Yeah.
There you go. That is great news because Michael Sexton joins us along with Ryan Campbell from Brinkouter. We're going to kick off our Bright Bulbs contest. We'll tell you about that, but we'll pivot a little on the piece of real estate because it's just still going gangbusters out there.
It's crazy market. Michael can speak to it a lot better than I can, but.
Yeah, really good.
Have you ever experienced anything quite like this?
Not in 27 years. No way.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it is even different. In December, yeah, list three houses, and you're just wondering how many days, not months, not, or maybe hours.
Or maybe it doesn't even get on the website, and right. It's already, well, so, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't get measured, or it doesn't get the pictures taken, and people are frustrated because they say, I'd like to see that, and you're like, sold.
Yeah, but that's good for homeowners that want to sell their house right now, and look at it, it's going to be 60 degrees today. I mean, we're thinking about December in a whole new light, and people, I know there's a natural inclination to not want to move in the middle of the winter, right? I mean, it's just sort of against your instinct, but with this demand out there, man, if you're having just a thought about maybe selling your home, now's the time.
Well, inventory, again, Brian, is, I look at it every day, 159 houses in Macon County. Typically, we have 600 to 650. That would take into account typically like the small towns, Wauwekwa, Maroa, whatever, all those towns. And now we have Danville and we have all kinds of Mattoon, all kinds of other. But if you just look in Macon County, there's 159 houses. Now, you know, there's more than 159 people looking at houses, and we may have 170 pending or something like that. So you have more pending than you have on the market.
Which is a seller's dream.
Seller's dream.
Yeah.
The problem is, if there's a problem in this market, is finding a house. For first-time buyers, it is a struggle when you go, hey, there's four other offers on this house, or hey, it's sold already, or hey, you're going to have to go $10,000 over. It's very, can get a little frustrating for first-time home buyers and for people that aren't used to this market.
That's why you have to have the relationship with an agent, because you're going to have that inside information. You're going to have the early information. You're going to find out from somebody. You're going to be knocking on the door asking people if they're interested in selling their home. I mean, that's why you have to have that relationship today.
And we do that. We call people up and say, hey, you want to sell your house? Hey, you want to sell your house? Hey, you want to sell your house? I got a guy that I go to the athletic club. I know he's tired. He lives on the lake. And I say, hey, so-and-so, you ready to sell your house? He's like, you got to talk to my wife. And I'm like, hey, so-and-so, you want to sell your house? You got to talk to my wife. So then I ran into his wife and I said, hey, I got to talk to my husband. I'm like, okay, I got it. I see how this works.
Well, it is a great time. And of course, you've got all the experience. I don't know even if you added up everybody, you know, all the agents at Brinkouter, you would have some crazy number of years of experience.
Years of experience, yes. Yeah. I can speak to that for sure. It's interesting, too, just watching all the back channeling, maybe that's a bad word, but there's a lot of internal communication that goes on that I see just via email, like, hey, we have buyer needs. I'm looking for 5 acres in this area. I'm looking for a 3-bedroom at this price point. A lot of conversations take place in the hallway about different scenarios that are happening now. Just not only that we have the experience, but the collaborative efforts and the communication that goes on amongst the team. It really is like a shared network, and it's definitely something to leverage. So
that's the cool thing about Brinkouter. I mean, we have so many agents with so much experience that a house, like you said, may not even hit the market. It may be, hey, Brian, I've got this house list. You go, oh, I got a buyer for that house. Let me know. And then they say, okay, you're in, and it's sold.
And then the different areas of expertise, right? Like, I mean, you know the West End like no one else, right?
I mean, I know the West End. I know every end. Come on,
I know
Brian,
you do. But I'm saying, though, if somebody has a question about the West End, I mean, you've got a wealth of knowledge, historical knowledge, all the comps. I mean, you understand, and I'm not suggesting you don't understand the rest
I
of the
know,
area.
I know.
I'm saying that if you get all of those agents, they all have some of their own thing that they bring to the table, which this team effort.
The interesting thing is very rarely would I forget a face, but I never forget like a refrigerator, a couch, an orange wall, a linoleum. Oh, that's that house with that really cool floor. And they're like, you remember that? I'm like, yeah, that's what I remember.
All right. When we get back on the other side of the break, do you have a house you'd like to talk about today?
Well, I have 245 Park Place. Now, this is my anomaly. It's been on the market just a little bit, not too long, but we can talk about that.
All right, and then we'll kick off Bright Bulbs, which is our annual holiday contest. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 60, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 33. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 48, and Sunday rainy with a high near 56. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 39 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:53.
It's that magical time of year when you think about year-end giving. At the Community Foundation of Macon County, we make it easy to be a philanthropist. Soon, the organizations you care about and have supported in the past will be sending their annual appeals for donations, and you will be deciding how to use your budget for charity before this year is over. This is Missy Batman, Vice President of the Community Foundation of Macon County. At the Community Foundation, we know that philanthropy requires thought and planning. We're here to simplify your gift giving. We have all of the tools to make it easy for everyone to be charitable. We can help you find a nonprofit that shares your vision. We exist to serve you and the community that you love. If you are considering a gift to a charity or want to set up a fund for future giving, call today at 217-429-3000 or visit us online at MaconCountyGives.org. The Community Foundation of Macon County. We're here to connect those who give with those in need for good, forever.
Are you avoiding your family this holiday season? Maybe you'd rather not talk about your alcohol, gambling, or drug use yet again. If they only knew how hard you try to stop. Putting those struggles behind you can seem like an impossible situation. At Gateway Foundation, we get it. Gateway Foundation has been helping individuals just like you who are struggling with substance use disorder obtain and sustain long-term recovery for over 50 years. Our team of nurses, counselors, physicians, and psychiatrists understand what you are going through and can show you the way out. Your insurance covers treatment, and the Family Medical Leave Act protects your job. Holiday season, give yourself and your family the gift of hope. You deserve it. Call 877-505-HOPE. Gateway Foundation, addiction medicine saving.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, we are back here with the folks from Brinkotter, Angela straight ahead from the YMCA, Michael Sexton and Ryan Campbell in studios here, 245 Park Place, before we talk about the Bright Bulbs contest. This, to me, looks like for $184.9, the neighborhood you're going to get, you could come in and like gut this whole thing and redo whatever you wanted to do, right?
I agree. For the square footage, I think it's $58 a square foot. It's about 3,500. I'm thinking the bathroom count, 2.5 baths. There's a half bath in the unfinished basement. All the rooms are big. It's on Park Place, which is kind of iconic for the West End. Leads right into the park.
Yeah, the cobblestone. I mean, you know, all that, yeah. That great character. 2.5 car attached garage, too.
Yeah, it has a master bath, a 2.5 car garage. It has a main floor family room, all things that are atypical for the West End. So if somebody wants the opportunity to go in there and make it themselves, it's not like you have to do anything construction-wise. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but it's wallpaper, paint, maybe redoing a couple bathrooms. Of course, in today's age, I know everybody wants everything brand new. Somebody could go in there and live right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not falling apart. I didn't mean it that way.
I know.
Decorative. I mean, it may not be your taste, but you could, you know, for the price of this house and where it is, I mean, you still have a heck of a deal.
Exactly. And I didn't mean that, but I just meant, you know, when I moved into my first house, it was a foreclosure, you know, and I redid it slowly and surely and, you know, then lived in it. This house is not even that close to a foreclosure. I mean, it's far above that. You could live in the house and just do a little bit at a time.
One room at a time. Yep. Right. Exactly. Right. I love the street. I mean, there's just, you can't, that charm, $58 a square foot is insane.
There is a house on that street, not to take away from Park Place, 245 Park Place, that was up the street that was the cat house. You know, the cat house.
Yes.
And I sold that to a lady, and I mean, I walked in there and I'm like, you have lost your mind. You have absolutely. And now that house is unbelievable. So the potential for this house is the same as that, and it wasn't anywhere near that house. So you pay 180, 184, whatever you pay for it, you put some money into it, and the value will sustain and increase on that block.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Check it out. All right, Ryan, Bright Bulbs kicking off. We're going to do this over the next few weeks. So people are decorating their homes for the holidays. They can win all kinds of cool prizes.
We're excited to roll it out. It kicks off today. Just like last year, we kind of reformatted a little bit, want to make it easier for people to participate. You can simply just decorate your home, take a photo, post it on either Facebook or Instagram, tag Brincotta Realtors, and just include hashtag brightbulbs2021.
Okay, so all they have to do, they don't have to go to your Facebook page or our Facebook page or Instagram account. They can just literally just post it on their own, as long as they tag Brincotta Realtors and then use the hashtag brightbulbs2021.
Correct. And let's be honest here. That's what they're doing anyway, right?
Well, absolutely. But this
they're
way,
decorating, taking a picture. All we're asking you to do basically is just tag Brincotta Realtors and include that hashtag. So,
all right, there's going to be four total winners. We're giving away some $50 gift cards to local merchants, and then someone's going to get the $250 Visa gift card coming up on December 23rd.
Correct. Yep.
What do you mean? Okay, I'm not that smart. Okay, the hashtag. Do you just put that little hashtag and then Brincotta Realtors?
Yeah.
So you'll do tag Brincotta Realtors, like check in, like you can add Brincotta or at Brincotta Realtors.
Okay, so you've just, we had some momentum going there.
I'm sorry, Brian, but there's people out there going, what are you talking about?
You're the $1 million listings guy, and I just stepped all over you're selling a house, right? I just came in and bogged down the whole conversation. So on Facebook, tag Brincotta Realtors. That's all you got to do. Just type in. If you just go B-R-I-N-K, it will pull it up for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And then when you put your actual post up, you put a hashtag, which is that little thing that looks like a TikTok.
Sign, Brian. Yes. That's old folks. Number sign.
Despite what Michael says, it's very, very simple.
It's never been easier.
Right.
And so make sure you do that. And we're giving away all kinds of fun gift cards. And that you guys always do that. You support local businesses. In fact, this week, we're giving away, what are we giving on the giveaway? I had it here somewhere.
I was going to say, who did I pick? Four E's trees.
Yes. So we have that available right now just for our regular home highlight.
Correct. Yeah.
On Facebook.
I've been out there. That's where we picked up our tree, and we've got some reefs, and they just got a big variety of things, not just trees, but they've got all the other decorative pieces you'd want, whether it's decorations, reefs.
Yeah.
Just
great stuff.
All this stuff to spread the Christmas spirit.
All right. When Angela gets up with us next, we haven't seen Angela for a couple of weeks, and we'll be talking to her. We also have our gift of the day we'll be doing a little bit later in the program as well. You guys, if I don't see you, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Ryan, Christmas we'll be talking to you again next week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.